This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget that a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, also our 911 dispatchers, not to forget about our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out to all the snowplow and sander drivers working up there in the Sierras tonight, where they've got 5-6 feet of snow, 7 feet of snow, going to be 8, 9, 10 feet of snow between now and Saturday morning. Please be safe. Please be careful. I know you will. Now, also, everybody else that's working on the Third Watch, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Don't forget, you can follow us at Facebook's on my page over there, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe at the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when it comes back. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch at any time and see all the different things that we have over there. Okay, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, from none other than the Music City of the North, as they used to call it back in the day, Barry Gordy and Company. Detroit City, here we come, Ron Edwards. Good morning, Ron Edwards.
Good morning.
All right, okay, calm down out there. We got the Super Bowl in town, so we got all the rowdies here. And I'm right here. There's a big new hotel that opened beside us, and they're packing them in right now. They're getting a lot of the people that are here to work the Super Bowl, so they're up and about. I just walked out the door a few minutes ago to see what the weather was like, and there was about 10 of them standing out there ready for their little limo ride, their bus ride that takes them over to the NFL experience. I'm sure you've seen that before or heard about it, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. By the way, if there was any doubt, Hunter Biden still has money or an investment, if you will, in that Chinese firm that gave them the $1.5 billion. Remember that?
Yeah, I'm sure you're correct. Seems that Hunter Biden and his dad and people all on that side of the political aisle are doing whatever they want to do. And
that's right.
With no problems whatsoever.
That's
so,
right.
If I were Hunter, I'd be doing the same thing.
Yep.
If I were, yep. Mm-hmm. So
if you can get away with it, so be it, I guess. But that's what's going on. But we can't do nothing about it. All right. Well, where I'm going to start right now is there was a really interesting story that got my attention last night, and I sent this to you rather late. But it's the Republican Party, and this is nothing that's abnormal. Now, they do not have an incumbent president right now, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So the policy of the Republican Party is pretty simple. It's been that way for as long as I can remember. they remain neutral in the primaries because since they don't have an incumbent, they'd start over again with whoever's running, and they don't endorse anybody until somebody wins the primary battle, correct?
Yeah, that's usually the case.
But some people are up in arms over the fact they say, well, Donald Trump is the guy we want. You get to put him in there. And they don't seem to understand. But then again, they may be newcomers to the game, what it is that these political parties do. And the Democrats do the same thing, I might add.
Well, some people are a little touchy about it because if they know Ronna.
Ronna McDaniel.
McDaniel. She
never mind. I don't want to get that started.
Okay. She was not a fan of Trump, and I think they're a little sensitive to that. Although she did a good job during his tenure, and if you didn't know that being here in Michigan, you would not have suspected that she was kind of a fan of his. But she did a good job, and so I thought that, I don't know. I didn't think that was a horrible announcement personally, but
nope.
I can see why some people might have gotten upset a little bit.
Now, the one that they're really upset about, and these are the people that lost their jobs, is we've got 11,000 Canadians and 10,000 Americans, plus another 2,000 or 3,000 in the supply chain so far. That's about 23,000, 24,000 that have lost their jobs when it comes to the Keystone XL pipeline. Now, Gina McCarthy, who is the climate advisor, who came from the Obama EPA, who's a dope, a real dope, she came out and she said, well, we're not asking anyone for a sacrifice. And then right after that, up stands Lurch, John Kerry, and he says, you'll have better choices someday. And these are people that are losing their jobs. I mean, come on.
Well, that's not only asinine, but it was a cruel, cruel thing to say. But these people... See, it's not about the environment. That's what they're telling us.
Yep.
But anyone can look between the read between the lines. This is about destroying our infrastructure.
Yep.
Breaking down our morale.
Build back better.
Economy.
Build back better.
Yeah. This is what this is all about, destruction. And also, you know, the Democrat Party has gone so crazy that they're trying to break down the ability of... I know you're going to think I'm silly for saying this, but trying to break down the ability for white Americans to hold jobs.
Well, that's true to a certain degree, and I get it because I hear the racist stuff all the time, but it's not going to play across most of America. Inner cities, maybe, but not out here where I'm at. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Perl on Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which you'll hear when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Ready or not, here comes the Joe Biden Socialism Express. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, neither prayers nor a record number of authentic votes for Trump nor decisive victories in Florida, Iowa, Ohio, were until high-tech robbery of the 2020 presidential election. If a Republican won the Buckeye State, it was assured they would win the White House. So the leftist and Chinese concubines, who have worked harder for Chinese interests than for the good of our republic, have control of the Senate, the House, and the presidency. But rather than just giving up and giving in, I believe we the people, almost 80 million strong, who voted for Trump and still desire freedom of religion, our unalienable rights, economic prosperity, the sanctity of life, the traditional family, equal opportunity, and prosperity, must unite as never before and refuse to be a participant in the political enslavement of our beloved republic. The Republican Party let us down, but we must refuse to let ourselves and future generations down. God bless you. God bless America, and may America bless God. I'm Ron Edwards.
All right, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and Ron Edwards is right here on the telephone line fixing to come on back. So let me bring him on back here, Ron Edwards. Now, this portion of the program, Mr. Ron, is brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. By the way, you'd look better in a Rogue because the brand-new 2021 Rogues are really, really something special. And Moss Nissan's got a whole bunch of them. That incredible upgrade in there, it's got more leg room, got a little bit more width. They've changed the center console. You don't have your elbow thing to lay on anymore. It's really pretty neat the way they've done it. And the Rogue has really gone Rogue. Now, it starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charger, charging. They got, all you do is lay your phone down there in the center console and boom, it charges. No plug, no nothing. It just charges. And a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all wheel drive, which is pretty neat too. So the new Rogue nearly drives itself. I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know you're going to enjoy the great pricing and the fantastic service you'll get from Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss Care is included with every vehicle purchased, and over 800 vehicles in stock to choose from. They'll probably have the type and the color and the kind that you're looking for that other dealerships won't. Now, Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal. Remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan, with stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in North Tampa. Visit them online, MossMAUS.com, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save a bunch more money that way. So, Ron, come on down and get you a nice new Rogue.
Actually, those are very good cars, and just saying that they are very good cars. So,
no, and they really,
It's a good bargain. It's a good deal.
They've really changed the new style around, or the new ones. As a matter of fact, I sat in the Rogue, and I thought it was sitting in a Murano because of all the room it had. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about John Kerry and the Keystone XL pipeline. How about we talk about Kevin McCarthy? He's going to take a little plane ride down here to Florida to meet with our former president, number 45, Donald Trump. Reason is unknown, but I... pretty sure it has to do with talking about who they're going to primary come November next year.
Yeah, I'd love to be in on that meeting.
Fly in the wall.
It's going to be a very interesting meeting. I'd love to be there. I think it's going to be very interesting what they come up with, whatever it is. Kevin McCarthy seems to be a pretty good guy, and he grew to actually like President Trump and saw the sincerity of the president. And the president has some great ideas, I believe, and I think McCarthy is going to benefit from that as they move ahead.
Well, they're going to have their winter or spring meetings, whatever they call it, down here in Florida. And, of course, the Republicans are not going to be endorsing anybody because we don't have an incumbent president. So they kind of start over from scratch. I get that. I've been there, done that, know what that's all about. But they certainly are going to primary Liz Cheney in Wyoming because our Matt Gaetz is going to be going up there, I believe, this weekend to get the ball rolling with the candidate that's announced he's going to run against her. And then Donald Trump Jr. is going to be making a trip up there. So right away, here we go. They're going after Liz Cheney, which is no surprise. But I also know that Rona McDaniel has invited South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley to speak down here. Ted Cruz will be here. Of course, it's Marco Rubio's home state. He'll obviously be there. I don't expect that he wouldn't be speaking. But there's an interesting poll that came out from Morning Consult Politico, which is not necessarily a Republican poll. It's very liberal. And this is what they found out with likely Republican voters. These are the people they surveyed. It says 42% of those support the nomination of Donald Trump, followed by former Vice President Mike Pence at 16%, then Donald Trump Jr., Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Mitt Romney, all had 6% each, and finally Nikki Haley at the bottom with 5%. Now, that 5% kind of sticks in my craw because remember when Trump first came out and announced he was going to be a candidate? That's where he was at, was 5%.
Yeah, that's true, and he proved to be a heck of a campaigner. Full of great ideas, and the rest was history. I think in that poll, though, that Ted Cruz, I think, would also move up dramatically once the campaign got started.
Sure.
Many Americans have found out that he's a very knowledgeable individual, and I think he would be a good candidate as well.
Sure. Now, Mr. Andrew Cuomo has attempted to blame President Trump, former President Trump, for all the COVID deaths in New York. Now, he got mocked for it right away, but he needs to look in the mirror at himself because he's the jackass that sent the people back to the nursing homes.
Well, I was going to call him a fool, but the jackass is...
I like jackass.
...is quite appropriate. What a disingenuous individual. He's been lying back and forth anyway since the corona China virus first broke out, and he's been trying to blame Trump for this, that, and the other. But it is he and his policies that exacerbated the situation. Remember all those elderly citizens who didn't have to die but were contaminated by bringing in sick people into those nursing homes and, of course, causing their deaths? Of course, he tried to twist that around, but he's a liar. But for some sick reason, a lot of New Yorkers seem to like the guy, and man, I hope they learn from their lessons with not only with Cuomo, but also with the blah blah, the mayor of New York. I hope the people there finally get sick of these, get tired of these individuals, and change their voting patterns.
Now, Iran wants Joe Biden to drop the Trump sanctions before they have their nuclear talks. But here's the deal, okay? Israel has modified its posture from its of its defense forces. They've deployed two submarines with Tomahawk land-targeted missiles on them into the Gulf. They've also been rapidly arming and moving their troops around. And there's reports that they are planning to strike Iran. And the warning that came out from the Israeli Defense Force Chief of Staff yesterday was that they are weeks. Iran is weeks away from having a nuclear warhead on a missile that could be pointed at Israel and just touch off anytime they wanted.
Well, isn't it amazing how the Democrats always talk like they're more peaceful oriented, but yet you find that places like Iran have become more emboldened, become more activated under these types of administrations, and more active in their troublemaking efforts. And if, because of the policies of the Biden administration, Iran does feel more emboldened, if Israel is backed into a corner and decides to clean their clocks, there's only our weak-minded current administration to blame for that. You would not have had that in a second Trump administration, because Trump, with those sanctions, with promises of many more, they were to continue in their wicked ways, would have been tamed, would have been kept down. That's how the reason why we had the certain peace agreements between, I think it's four nations with Israel already, with more possible ones coming online.
Yeah.
Because you have to deal from a position of strength and good ideas. Not this asinine way of doing things that you're seeing spewing out of the Biden administration.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, here comes the music in my ear, so we're going to have to let you go. But in the meantime, you have yourself a great day up there in Detroit, and try not to get in trouble with Governor Whitmer.
Please. We're already in trouble.
All right.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you'll hear an Edwards Notebook on a weekend show coming up. Bo Biden. Bo Browning. I just shocked the hell out of Bo over here. Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. I'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden had long promised to become the climate president, and on Wednesday he detailed far-ranging plans to shift the U.S. away from fossil fuels with the promise of creating millions of jobs in renewable energy. In his record number of executive actions, tens of thousands of union jobs will be lost. Republican Attorney General from six states wrote to the new president, warning him not to overstep his authority. GOP lawmakers attacked his executive orders as job killers. The Chicago Teachers Union told its members on Wednesday to remain at home and vowed further job actions if district moves to discipline them. The district ordered 10,000 teachers back to work on Wednesday despite a vote by 71% of union members to keep teaching remotely. Chicago Public Schools is the nation's third largest school district. Oscar and Emmy winner Cloris Leachman, best remembered for her delightful neurotic Phyllis Lindstrom on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, died of natural causes on Tuesday in Encinitas, California. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across during the overnight radio hours all across the country from this side to that side, the other side, and every far in between. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy can be found online at NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. Bo, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. How are you?
Busy. I just got my energy in for the morning here. Okay. I have been watching all these private planes. You know, we got the Super Bowl coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every day, there's a half dozen to a dozen, like corporate jets. You know, the little jets flying in here?
Sure.
Somebody's got to be taking care of those planes, right?
Yeah, sure. A lot of those aircraft, you know, wherever they're home based at, you know, they may have, let's say a corporate flight department may have a couple of mechanics on staff. They may be getting service at a, you know, one of the, manufacturers, service centers, you know, Textron, Gulfstream, Bombardier. You know, there's multiple service centers around the country that are authorized service centers for the different types of aircraft that are manufactured out there. So, you know, flight mechanics, corporate aircraft mechanics, you know, those mechanics that are working inside those facilities, doing the inspections, repairs, you know, to those corporate aircraft. But, you know, the corporate aircraft business, from what I understand, the private owned aircraft business, has done very, very well over the last year. And so, you know, it's just a reflection of people choosing to travel. You know, a lot of people didn't want to get on a commercial airliner, so, you know, if they could afford it, they went out and, you know, got into a fractional or bought their own aircraft and, you know, started flying privately.
Now, as we sit here right now, it's kind of ironic. 35 years ago today, the Challenger blew up.
Oh,
35 years ago today.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, I remember when that happened pretty vividly, and it was a shock. Yep. Because I happened to be in Florida at the time. I was down here for another reason altogether, and I was in Central Florida. I was over near Orlando, and we were watching the launch, you know, because you could see it was a clear day. We were watching it go up, and then all of a sudden it just went, like, boom. We didn't know what it was, and it went in 14 different directions. Sure. And we knew something was wrong. We didn't know what it was, but I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Yep. I was also witness that myself. You know, nobody knew exactly what happened until you came back in. If you're watching it live, until you came back in, you look at the news, you know, then you realize what happened.
Now, I got a couple of questions that were sent to me here, so let me pull them up. One of them is from Wisconsin, and it's a gentleman by the name of Tim. He's saying, you know, I love warm weather, so therefore if I'm going to come and change my career, but I've just been laid off after 22 years. Well, you're going to hear this a lot.
Sure.
I've just been laid off after 22 years. I'm assuming there's other guys that are in my same boat. I've heard you talk about National Aviation Academy, but I want to hear from Bo right now. Why would I want to come to National Aviation Academy and change my career to something that I'd only have another 10, 15 years of work to do?
Well, you know, it's always a personal preference. You know, for somebody transitioning careers, we've had multiple people over the years come to National Aviation Academy, and I'm sure most of the aviation maintenance technician schools around the country experience the same thing. You know, they're transitioning from one career into another one for multiple different reasons. You know, and the one beauty about being a certificated airframe and power plant mechanic is once you get that license and you have it in your pocket, you know, you can utilize that license forever. So you may only work for a corporation for another, you know, 10, 15 years or whatever. But, you know, you may get involved with doing some private owner, you know, little side jobs or whatever for some private owners doing some, you know, inspections, some repairs on their private owned aircraft. So it's something you can do for a very, very long time. And of course, you know, everybody has their own opinion on how long they're going to work and, you know, how long they're going to work for a corporation. You know, maybe you go to work for yourself. Maybe it's just a little side job as you get older, you know, but that certificate is good until it is surrendered or revoked.
Well, Tim is in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I forgot to mention that. He said Wisconsin, and then I just now checked, and I found Sheboygan in the mix there. All right, well, I got another one here right now. This is from Warren, and Warren is in Reno, Nevada. Warren is saying, I've worked for years in the aircraft industry, but I've always been on the flight line. I've been fueling planes. I've been doing everything except mechanical. I know a lot about what I see. I've seen a lot of the mechanics work with them. As a matter of fact, I've handed them wrenches. I've done this, that, and the other. I've been 12 years here in Reno. How long does it take to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and would I be doing what I see my mechanic friends do?
Sure, absolutely. So at National Aviation Academy, at our Clearwater campus, we have two programs. We have a 14-month aviation maintenance technology program that's going to get you the prerequisites to take your FAA required airframe and power plant certification testing. In our New England campus, we have the 14-month program also. You know, it's going to do the same thing. It's going to get you the prerequisites that are required so you're able to take those exams. And then also down here in our Clearwater, Florida campus, we have the 21-month program, you know, that gets you more along the Advanced Aircraft Systems program that's going to get you more of the systems that are on commercial airliners. So depending on what you want to do, yes, you know, more than likely, depending on where you're at and what you've been doing, you will be experiencing the same things, the mechanics that you've been working around are experiencing. So, you know, a lot of people, we see this a lot in the industry. You know, people have worked on the flight line. They've worked at FBOs. They've been fueling aircraft. And eventually they decide, hey, let me go ahead and go to school and get my airframe and power plant certification and move over to the mechanic side. So it's absolutely doable. You know, you're already familiar with it. You know, you'll probably slide right in. You know, be no issue for you.
Now, my friend Gene Sweeney in Costa Rica just chimed in here with a big smiley face comment. He's kind of a practical joker, but this is for you. He's a former Air Force pilot in Vietnam. He says, are they making electric airplane jet?
Well, they are very, very close. I can tell you that.
Really?
Yes, they are. So,
he wasn't smoking me when he said that.
No, not at all. There are multiple companies out there right now that are dealing with drone technology, and a lot of that drone technology is based off of hydro fuel cells, you know, batteries, things like that. You know, granted, there's a lot to go into that technology before it starts flying, but, you know, the future plans for that industry and that technology are to pick up a lot of the EMS, the surveillance stuff, and then, you know, eventually, obviously, it's going to transition, if it's successful, it'll transition into air taxi type of stuff, things like that. So, yes, it is on its way. It's being developed. There are multiple companies out there working on it, and they're trying to be successful at it.
And if you have any questions, you can do what these two people did. They sent me a couple of messages here. Both of these are coming in on the Facebook Messenger. These are people that I talk to on a regular basis, apparently, so that's how they got a hold of me. One of them came through the chat room. One of them came through me off the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. So you can do that. You can send me an email, or you can call the show at 877-969-8600 if you have any questions for Bo. Before we go to break, which we're coming up on here in about a minute or so, my question is international. Now, when you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, jobs are available in foreign countries that certification takes you there if you want to go there. Is that right?
Sure, absolutely. You know, your airframe power plant certification, you know, issued by the Federal Aviation Administration here in the United States, you know, it's recognized all around the world. And if you're working for a U.S. air carrier, you know, absolutely you can get a job in another country. And, of course, you know, you have all that all the offshoot stuff. So, you know, manufacturing partners, obviously the defense industry, you know, multiple opportunities there. And, you know, as we move forward here, you know, within the new administration, we'll see how all that plays out.
Okay. And if you want to find out more about National Aviation Academy, you can go to their website, naa.edu. You can also give them a call at 800-659-2080. And as I always like to say, and Bo is right there with me, come take the tour at 800-659-2080. Give them a call and then take the tour, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Come see us, take the tour.
All righty, and they got two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., and one in Clearwater, Florida, for you to go visit, too. I'll be right back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program, we the people. And if you want to find out more, just check them out online, naa.edu. I will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. That's F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Again, there's someone there right now. Their phone number, if you want to call them, is 877-245-6707, and here's more about them. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. Now, their phone number again, and they're there 24-7, 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707, farahandfarah.com, spelled F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com, 877-245-6707. All right, and we're back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Yes, Mr. Bo?
Good morning.
Yep, it's that too. Now, the other thing is... You have two campuses. You have one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and you have one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, there's a difference between the two campuses, and one is, what, one shift, one class shift, and the other one's daytime and nighttime?
Sure. So the biggest difference between the two campuses, outside of geographic location, obviously, is that up in Concord, Mass., we run one shift. Aviation, the 14-month aviation maintenance technology program that's going to get you through the prerequisites to sit and take the test for your airframe power plant certification. And down here in Florida, we run two shifts. We have the 14-month program for aviation maintenance technology on the AM and PM shift, and we have a 21-month aviation maintenance professional program on both shifts. And then we also have the 7-month advanced aircraft systems course on both shifts. So, you know, depending on where you want to go, what you want to get into, you know, absolutely we're here for you. Give us a call, you know, go online, ask your questions, you know, set up an appointment, come in, view one of the campuses, and see if we're the right fit for you.
Now, Boeing is a very large aircraft manufacturer, and, of course, they had some problems with the 737. They had to retool the aircraft to find out what the problems were. I guess they had, what, three aircraft go down?
Two or three of them.
But in the meantime, that shut down their operation with the 777X version.
Sure.
And now... because they've lost so much money over the past year, and they're trying to recoup what they've got with the 737, they've decided to put off the 777, the triple, the X 777. Mm-hmm. What is so significant about that plane? There was already a 777, wasn't there?
Yeah. So the 777's been around a very, very long time, actually, and you know there were already plans to go ahead and start, you know, converting that over to a extra long range aircraft or whatever they were planning to do with it. And, you know, all aircraft manufacturers are always looking for variants of current aircraft they have to serve a need. Obviously, with the situation we went through in 2020 and here now going into 2021, you know, a lot of those manufacturers are having to make different decisions. What does airline travel look like? What's the customer demand going to be? What are airlines really looking for out of an aircraft? So they'll make those kind of adjustments. You know, really what the long-term plan is for Boeing and what they're going to do, you know, all depends on market, just like any other business. So, you know, but Boeing will make that decision based off what all their, you know, what their customers' feedback is.
Now, the 747 is going away as the Air Force mm-hmm. One aircraft. They're bringing in another, I believe they're bringing in a Boeing. There was some discussion about whether or not Airbus was going to get that agreement, but I think Boeing did get it. Are they bringing the 777 to match? Is that what they're bringing in?
I have no idea. I have not really looked into that. So I really don't have any idea what they're looking to replace and what they're looking to replace it with. You know, obviously, you know, upgrading, you know, the presidential aircraft fleet, you know, all the way from the helicopters to the fixed-wing aircraft. You know, it's something that's done from time to time. You know, and again, you know, the change in the global environment, you know, requires different types of aircraft that can do different types of things. You know, range and efficiency is extremely important on any aircraft nowadays. So as the manufacturers come up with these different variants, that's what they're always looking to do. You know, range and efficiency is the number one concern.
Okay, let's see here. Let me find out what we got here. We got another question in the mix here. Let's see how fast the computer opens up here. But if you want to call us, you can do that too. You can also, and this is from Adam, and Adam is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's saying... if I want to, it's a 14-month course, I get that. I understand that you don't have, okay, he's asking about living facilities.
Sure, sure. You mm-hmm. know, obviously it's a question we've gotten a lot over the years. At National Aviation Academy, we do not have dorms or anything like that. What we have is a student services department. That student services department can assist you with finding housing while you're attending the program. So when you come in, you call us, you know, you make the decision that National Aviation Academy looks like a place for you. And once you start the application and enrollment process and you get through that, then our student services department will be in touch with you, see if they can assist you in any form or fashion.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Bo Browning here from National Aviation Academy. Again, naa.edu is the website, and they can call and ask for you at 800-659-2000. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I'm not wrapped up in the middle of something, I'll pick up the phone and I'll talk to you.
And one of your students that's over there is a friend of mine's nephew, I believe. Yeah, nephew. And he's there, and he's a former Marine, and he's loving it. He's loving being over there.
You know, it's great to hear. It's fantastic. You know, like I said, you know, it's been some trying times for our students and staff, you know, but everybody's making it through, and I'm glad to hear it, that he's enjoying himself.
Okay, and folks, National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And don't forget that two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., and one here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, I want to remind everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, Florida. They're located at 4540 Clark Road just at McIntosh, just across the tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, and while you're there, you can make an appointment to have them come and service whatever it is you have by giving them a call at 941-922-2345. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you might get a trip to the back room for some of that free personal supply donuts they got back there. Well, you know, folks, keep your eyes on the prize and be watching for whatever happens in the Middle East, because right now Israel's put the whole world on notice that if things go south quickly, Israel could be in the middle of a shooting war with Iran, based on some significant things that have come to light. Now, Israel has been constantly going after the Iranian proxies that are there in Syria. We just sent troops into Syria this week, remember, something we hadn't done for a while because we pulled the troops out. Well, now we're there again. And good morning, Jeff. Jeff in Sarasota is chiming in. Good morning, Jeff. Hope you're doing well. But keep in mind that we live in very dangerous times here right now. And with Biden at the helm, with Iran saying, hey, Joe, we want you to drop the Trump sanctions before we start talking about the nuclear deal. Yeah, okay, sure, right. Things aren't any better today than they were before. Well, actually, they were. They were better with Donald Trump because Iran wasn't playing this game. Now it's a power structure to see who's going to do what. All right, I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's always about we the people here on the program, we the people. They work for us, we don't work.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.